tuning in. You're on Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Ballito. It's your local station, giving you the local perspective and introducing you to cool local brands and people worth knowing. And right now, we're getting into one of these interviews and finding out about a water brand that is making waves and, like, really changing people's lives. I mean, if you ever thought bottled water could heal you from the inside out, well, you're going to find out about the Kuvuka story, quenching thirst for change, and it's quite a remarkable story. I got a little preview of it recently, and I bumped into one of the founders who's in studio with me this morning. In fact, we've got a package deal, two for the price of one, and Brent and Genevieve Nell are in the house with us. Genevieve, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning, Mike. So well. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you, and alongside you, Brent, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, thanks, Mark.
Yay, guys. We're getting into this the story of yours. Kuvuka is a brand that folks might have seen the branded vehicle driving around town. They might have caught you at an event like the recent Bloom Color Run, where you were sponsoring water bottles, keeping people hydrated and happy. And anyone who did have a sip of your water at an event like that would know immediately that there is something special in the bottle. And it's hard to put your finger on it, though, because, I mean, it's this clear liquid water that we're, you know, used to turning on the tap, and there it comes flowing out. And water is water, isn't it? But it's not. There's water, and then there's
water.
So let's talk about where this story starts. Genevieve, take us back to the beginning. How did you get into the water business?
Well, Mac, very simple. Brent was in London consulting, which is something that he's done. We lived in London for 15 years. And when we moved back to South Africa, things were a bit up and down, and Brent decided he would just continue consulting in London and called me one day and said, Genevieve, I feel that we need to acquire a spring.
You know, as one does, you get that call sometimes. Brent, where did that come from?
So the background is in my consulting, I helped a lot of breweries in the UK and cinema chains and help them with their water purification process from the whole health and safety side. But when I saw the process that it went through, I realized that the end result was dead water. And actually, though it's great for a business to make sure there's no impurities in the water, it was giving nothing to the customer, and actually it was taking so much away from them. And so I then began doing further and further research and realized actually the best form of water that people can possibly consume is spring water.
Spring water. Pure, natural spring water. Good enough to bottle. But, I mean, one doesn't just find a spring or, you know, Google springs for sale. you gotta hunt one down. But by all accounts, you've managed to acquire not just any old spring, quite a remarkable spring. The Fountain of Youth.
That's exactly what it is.
What is the story?
Well, we were blessed. We had a friend whose husband had found out about the spring, and he was driving all the way down to the South Coast each week to go and buy water for her, because it was the only water that she would drink. She had seen such significant changes in her health that she was like, there is something in this. And obviously, in doing the research, found out that this spring in particular had been tested, as every other spring is. You'll wait a few months to get your results back. But the results were back within 2 days. And the test had shown that the composition of this water was absolutely nothing they had seen before. And the reason is that it's actually two rivers that flow 140 meters under the ground, two aquifers, and the point at which the spring was drilled was the center point of the two rivers.
Where they converge.
And so the mineral content is just absolutely outstanding. And it's not just that our total dissolvable minerals is 324. The fact is, it's actually how those minerals sit in contrast to the others that is actually now considered medicinal.
Wow. Whoa. That's incredible. And that's, you know, that's not just like a marketing thing. That's a scientific classification that you've got going for you. So for those that like to read the labels on things and get into the numbers, TDS is often what you'll see on a bottle of water. Total dissolved solid, is that right?
That's, yeah, total dissolvable minerals. Yeah, or solids.
Or
yeah.
Solids. So you've got this magic number, 324. 324. That's incredible. And the other number that people look for is pH, right?
Right.
And what is the pH of your...
So that's 7.2. It's perfect pH.
Wowza. So you got like a 100% pass on all of those things. Basically, a medicinal product here, a form of water that is alive, not like that dead stuff that you were dealing with in the UK, Brent.
Well, I think the bottom line, Mike, is that in terms of water, filtered water was only ever designed for laboratories. It wasn't designed for human consumption. God designed springs for us to drink from, and that's because he knew water naturally falls through rocks and soil, and as it comes into contact with any geographical form, it naturally acquires minerals.
Yeah.
And so if we are now deciding that in our genius we would like to strip the water to make sure that it's clean, when we digest that water, there's absolutely no hydration that happens because we cannot hydrate without minerals. And so for us, in realizing that, we realize that a lot of the ailments and a lot of the sickness around is due to the fact that we are drinking water that is stripped. And if you are made up of 70% of water and you're drinking water with absolutely no mineral content, you're in trouble.
And am I correct in saying that it can actually leach minerals out of your system that you already have if you're putting, you know, this kind of ultra purified sort of dead, no nutrient value water in your system? Is that
That's
right?
Exactly what it does.
Yeah, that's correct. So to help some of your listeners, in a lay term, the TDS is the electrolytes. So we all know about electrolytes. We buy a particular sports drink to replenish our body after exercising. Spring water actually has all those electrolytes already in it. You don't need to buy the sports drink. You can just drink the spring water, and you get all the minerals that you need to replenish what you've lost working out. That's why we sponsored the Fun Run, because we wanted to make sure that everybody who was running was replenishing everything they'd just spent.
And there is a subtle, there is a taste. You know, it's hard to put your finger on what is it about this water that it's delicious.
It feels full in your mouth. I think the thing is, we're just so accustomed to drinking water that's been chlorinated, that when you then taste this water that isn't thin and full of chemicals, it is a bit different.
Yes.
But our converts are proper converts, and they are now water snobs. They cannot drink any other water.
And you were also powering the coffee station at the event, the Bloom Colour Run, and everyone was saying, this coffee is amazing.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt that adding to the wonderfulness of that product was the fact that it had your water in it. And so for businesses who are serving beverages and serving water to the public, I imagine that you're able to power what they do so that their customers come away saying, wow, that was the best cup of whatever I've ever had, not knowing that it's, you know, got this incredible water in it.
Well, that's exactly what has happened. We've partnered with a few coffee shops, and you would know, I'm sure your listeners know, Pangeli.
Yes.
And Pangeli has said that what it has done to the taste of his food is beyond anything he could have imagined. And so he refuses to cook without our water. And the coffee station next, or the coffee shop, Salt Coffee, have said that their coffee is completely different in taste. And
insane.
So what a privilege. Yeah.
Wow. So now that you have, you've gotten the ball rolling, you've been able to sort of grow the brand, and have you scaled up to the point now where you're all systems go in terms of you're able to supply businesses, you're able to supply the water needs of the North Coast and beyond?
We are. It's definitely a journey, Mike. I'd love to get there tomorrow as an activator. I'd love to have been there yesterday. But we are absolutely in growth phase, and it's growth on steroids.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So just to give you an idea, one of the simple stats, our spring produces 30,000 liters of water an hour. So that's more than enough water to supply Durban, Belito, wherever we need to go. If we had to, you could pretty much run a pipe from our plant into the municipal system, and we could supply water to people.
In fact, we do have people from Dubai importing our water, which is remarkable.
So the word is spread.
The word is spreading.
And if you want to find out more, I mean, you've got a great website, kuvuka.life. Not often that you see a .life. Not a .co.za, not a .com. We're talking kuvuka.life. That's kuvuka.life. And check out the full story there. And I see that you can order your water online. If you want to get the 5 liters, if you want to look at a subscription, maybe and a sort of a water cooler, water machine for the office, this is something that you offer as well, hey?
That's right. So when you sign up to an annual subscription, we throw in a hot and cold dispenser for free. And it must be noted that we don't only provide still and sparkling water. We've come up with a really great water that has absolutely no artificial sugar, no aspartame, flavored waters. We have 6 flavors, absolutely delicious. The children love them. And actually, a lot of the coffee shops are stocking them. Everest is stocking them. Oh, we have quite a few spaces. And you must try them. Absolutely delicious.
Okay. And I had a really unusual flavor at the event that we were at the other day. And it was fantastic. I think it was maybe it might have been the strawberry and coconut. It was a combination that was like, wow, I love it. So definitely, you can check out all of the flavors online. And the story continues because at the end of the day, you're a local brand, a local business. But there is heart. And soul, and quenching thirst for change is your motto.
So much.
Talk to me about the change, the ripples of change that you're hoping to create.
Well, Mike, when we named the business, we couldn't name it Aqua something because it's just not a water business. For us, this is more than a business. It's a movement to drive transformation. And Kuvuka, the name Kuvuka, actually means crossing over in Swahili. And this reflects our mission to transcend our own privilege and to catalyze lasting change in communities where individuals are powerless to bring about change themselves. And it's disheartening to know that women are still giving birth in places where the water is unsanitized. Children are still drinking water, compromising their health. And we want to make sure that in our lifetime, that's something that we see change.
Wow. So if that resonates with you and you want to find out more, and to support Kuvuka in their mission to create ripples of change, every bottle that you buy goes towards making that vision a reality. And find out more online, kuvuka.life. You're also on social media, I have no doubt, eh?
Yes, kuvuka_water on Instagram.
You got to be on the gram, hey? Kuvuka_water, the handle on Instagram. And my special guests in studio with me, Brent and Genevieve Nell. Guys, this is such a great story. Looking forward to touching base again really soon and finding out how things have been growing and going and how the water's been flowing. we're looking at stocking up on some water for the studio. So I'm going to be picking out some flavors now. We're going to have a chat after this.
Awesome. Thanks, Mac. Thanks so much for having us.
Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Valito and Kuvuka Water. If you haven't tasted it, hey, what are you doing?